This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, January 21st. God's word to you today is Essentials, and this is part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 9, verse 26, and it says, "Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air." When people do not understand or discern who controls time, they make decisions based on what they see. But when you know and you understand who controls time, you will make decisions based on what he says. You cannot measure what you give by what the economy of your nation is saying. You have to give your best in spite of the economy of the nation, and that requires courage. Make up your mind not to shadow box. Make up your mind to consistently give your best in all things. Anything less than your best is a waste of your time, believe me. Personally, I figured it out long ago that there is no point doing half measures. It is either I'm serving Jesus or I'm not serving Jesus. Joshua said to the children of Israel, "If you want to serve other gods, go ahead. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What is it going to be? God requires nothing less than our best, because he gives us his best. I understand that it takes courage to consistently give your best, especially amidst economic crisis. However, when you are aligned with God, when others say there is a casting down, you will say there is a lifting up. If you focus on the economy, you will be tempted to cut back and not give your best. You will be tempted to hold back some of the things that God has led you to do. I have been sent to tell you not to cut back, rather, give your best still. As a church, by the grace of God, there are things God's favorite house is doing. For instance, we are responsible for the school fees of certain children in other parts of Africa. If we do not pay their school fees, those children do not go to school. It is easy to just cut back. After all, we took on the responsibility in the first place, right? But as a church, we have decided not to, but to give our best. We will continue to build churches for Jesus. We will continue to help rebuild schools. The key thing for us is, God says you have to give your best. True wisdom comes from doing what God says to do. Again, I say, if you do not understand who controls time, then you will make decisions based on what you see. If you understand who controls time, you will base your decisions purely on what he says. Genesis 26 verses 1, 12 and 13 from the KJV says, "And there was a famine in the land. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great." Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.